This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending January 30th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $218.85, which was $5.98 lower compared to the previous Friday. The daily choice cutout has dropped $17 in the last 11 days. And there were 691 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was almost 11% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at $218.17, which was $6.61 lower, and the second week in a row that it was very close to that Friday spot choice cutout. Last year we had climbed to 257 towards the end of January, then dropped back to 239 by mid-February, then we started to jump back up to 259 before Memorial Day. After that spring barbecue rally, we stair-stepped down with a couple of short rallies to below $2 by late December. There were 6,504 total loads sold, which was only 24 loads lower than the previous week. And the formula sales were 3,216 loads, which was 213 loads lower than last week, and about 49% of the total loads sold. Exports, as reported in this boxed beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 841 loads, which was 143 loads lower. 118 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 723 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,312 loads, which was 188 loads higher than last week, and another big week above 1,000 loads. We are in the time of the year when outfront sales normally make their seasonal jump prior to the early part of the grilling season. And the following were the biggest reported products in those outfront sales. There was almost 2 million pounds of round products whose average prices were $13 to $35 below the average formula prices. There was 1.3 million pounds of ribeyes whose average prices were steady to $22 over the average formula prices, locking in product for that grilling season. The brisket average prices were $11 to $43 below the average formula prices. And the choice chuck rolls were $37 below the average formula prices, and the loin products were $5 to $11 below the average formula prices. We had a second big week of outfront sales, but most of these prices continue to be below the current average formula prices, except for those ribeyes again. Now taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, the rib, was $3 lower and the loin was $9 lower. And they are still following that normal downturn in late January and February. However, both of these items normally start a seasonal rally as we get closer to the grilling season. The choice chuck and round primals, which have been higher for several weeks, they were $6 to $9 lower and have ended the normal seasonal rally that takes place after the first of the year. And the daily cow cutout and 90% trimmings were almost steady, and those 90% trimmings ended the week at $205.19, which was almost 50 cents lower, and the daily cow cutout was $165.09, which was only 6 cents higher. The latest report of imported meat pass for entry into the U.S. for week ending January 23rd showed that week we imported 21,013 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 400 metric tons lower than the previous week. Year-to-date, the total tonnage was still 17% below last year, and Australia was down 32%, and New Zealand was down 15% compared to last year, but Canada was up 5%, and Mexico was up 16%. Last year, we imported about 22,800 metric tons during the same week. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were about three higher in a very, very late Friday trade. The dress prices were 2 to 4 higher at 210 to 212. And the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five areas, which includes Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Iowa feeding areas, was at 136.36, and that compared to 133.72 the previous week, which makes it about $2.60 higher. In the five area, total cash volume was at 94,700 head, and that compared to 80,000 head the previous week. and the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle for week ending January 23rd was 7 pounds lower at 1320, and that compared to 1281 the previous year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending January 16th was 4 pounds lower at 898, and that compared to 882 last year. We are not dropping as fast as we did last year, which had a 7-pound drop during the same week a year ago. And the choice select spread was $1.52 on Friday, which was about $2.60 lower compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.